Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we are discussing The Overthinking in Relationships Fix by Rodney Noble. Released in 2020, this insightful guide is crafted to help you navigate and eliminate the detrimental habits of overthinking that threaten the stability of romantic relationships. Rodney Noble, a seasoned author renowned for his expertise on overthinking, provides practical advice and techniques designed to calm your mind, let go of needless worries, and ultimately strengthen your connection with your partner. The Overthinking in Relationships Fix is an indispensable resource for anyone, whether you are in a close proximity or long-distance relationship, who seeks to foster a healthier, more secure partnership free from the chains of toxic thoughts. Join us as we summarize the key points from Rodney Noble's transformative book, offering a beacon of hope for those struggling to find peace and positivity in their romantic engagements. The Overthinking in Relationships Fix: Toxic Thoughts That Can Destroy Your Relationship and How to Fix Them. Introduction. Understanding your fears. The first step to combating relationship anxiety. Imagine the joy of a blossoming relationship, where every moment shared with your significant other feels like a scene from a dream. Yet this euphoria is often shadowed by a lurking apprehension, the kind that creeps up when your partner comes home late, doesn't reply to texts promptly, or seems distant during conversations. These seeds of doubt can quickly spiral into a storm of overthinking. What starts as a trickle of what-if scenarios can swiftly become a flood of relentless worry and mistrust. This not only threatens your emotional well-being, but is also a fast track to potential relationship breakdowns. Overthinking is like a tremor that shakes the foundations of trust. It distorts reality, magnifying minor issues and planting the seeds of discord between partners. This nagging feeling that something is always amiss can turn what should be a supportive partnership into a battlefield of words and suspicions. Enter The Overthinking in Relationships Fix by Rodney Noble, which serves not just as a guide, but as a lifeline to pull you out of the quagmire of your own thoughts. The book offers insights and strategies that empower you to recognize, confront, and conquer the cycle of overthinking. By embarking on this journey with Rodney Noble, you're not merely rescuing a relationship, you're rediscovering peace of mind and nurturing healthier communication with your partner. Isn't it time you broke free from the shackles of your own mind? Take control and start steering towards a future where your relationship thrives on trust and genuine understanding. Part 1. Dissecting Overthinking. Unraveling the impact on love and connection. Overthinking is much like having an unwelcome guest in your mind, continually turning minor details into monumental issues. It starts innocently enough, perhaps a comment made by your partner about an old flame. To others, it might seem trivial, but to an overthinker, it transforms into a barrage of questions about love, loyalty, and intent. From there, it's a short step to invasive questions and fiery arguments that could have otherwise been avoided. There are typically two critical patterns in which overthinking manifests in relationships. The first involves ruminating on the past. This is when you fixate on previous disagreements or missteps. It becomes a loop of negative introspection, where the same grievance replays over and over, eroding your present moment joy and distancing you emotionally from your partner. The second pattern pivots towards the future, excessive worrying about what might happen. It's normal to have some concerns about the unknown, but when these fears dominate your thoughts, they breed insecurity and distrust. You may fret over potential infidelity, the sustainability of your relationship, or perpetual doubts if your partner is truly the one. Underneath this overthinking often lies a well of relationship anxiety. This form of anxiety doesn't just surface without cause. It's usually the result of ongoing conflicts, fear about the relationship's trajectory, or even imaginary scenarios that your mind concocts. Such anxiety can lead you into a persistent state of self-doubt, where you question your value to your partner and scrutinize every action they take. In dealing with this anxiety, people generally adopt one of two roles, dependent or avoidant. Dependents cling tightly to their partners, seeking constant reassurance through interactions that can sometimes verge on controlling or even abusive. Conversely, avoidants pull back, choosing to bury their needs and desires rather than risk potential rejection. This behavior makes forming genuine, intimate bonds significantly more challenging. While it's evident that overthinking wreaks havoc on relationships, it's essential to recognize that its effects do not end there, nor does the journey of overcoming it. As we'll explore, addressing overthinking requires delving deep into its roots and understanding how to dismantle its hold on your emotional state and interpersonal connections. Part 2: The far-reaching impact of overthinking on your holistic health. Overthinking doesn't just cloud your mind, it casts a shadow over every aspect of your life, affecting both your physical and mental well-being. When you're caught in the throes of overanalyzing every situation, your body responds as if under constant threat, leading to a cascade of health issues that can be both immediate and long-term. Physically, the strain of chronic overthinking manifests in several distressing ways. It can trigger panic attacks, sending adrenaline and cortisol levels soaring, which perpetuates a state of heightened anxiety. This ongoing stress response keeps your body in perpetual alert, leading to physical symptoms such as headaches, chest pain, fatigue, and digestive problems like diarrhea. It can disturb your sleep patterns too, leading to insomnia and a host of related issues. Moreover, sustained high levels of stress hormones can exacerbate or even initiate health conditions including hypertension, asthma, and irritable bowel syndrome. On the mental health front, the impact is equally debilitating. Constant overthinking impairs your ability to tackle problems effectively. It traps you in a loop, focusing so intensely on the problems at hand that you can't find your way to a solution. This can erode your self-confidence significantly, feeding into a cycle of doubt and insecurity. As these insecurities deepen, they manifest in heightened sensitivity and jealousy, straining your relationships as you seek constant reassurance from those around you. This lack of confidence can lead you to question your worthiness in a relationship, wondering if you're good enough, if you communicate appropriately, or even if your appearance is acceptable. Such doubts might drive you to excessively seek your partner's approval, altering your behavior, and even masking your true self to fit their perceived preferences. Perhaps the most damaging effect of overthinking is how it fosters deep-seated trust issues. As you entertain and give credence to unfounded scenarios, your trust in your partner erodes, often without any real evidence of wrongdoing. This erosion of trust can choke the growth of your relationship, suffocating its potential and leading to its eventual demise. Understanding these extensive impacts, ranging from your physical health to your interpersonal relationships, highlights the critical need for addressing overthinking. Recognizing its symptoms and taking proactive measures to counteract them is essential for preserving not only your health, but also the health of your relationships. Part 3: Beginning your journey away from overthinking. Tackling the habit of overthinking may seem daunting, but there are effective strategies that can help you escape the relentless cycle of negative thoughts. A pivotal first step is enhancing your self-awareness. This involves taking a step back to objectively observe your thoughts and behaviors. Understanding how your mental patterns influence your relationship can motivate you to make positive changes. To cultivate self-awareness, regularly engage in introspection. Ask yourself what aspects of your behavior need improvement and how you contribute to the health of your relationship. Soliciting feedback from friends and family can also provide valuable insights into your relationship dynamics and personal growth. In addition to self-awareness, incorporating meditation into your routine can significantly calm your mind. Find a quiet space to sit comfortably, breathe deeply, and consciously let go of worries about factors beyond your control, like your partner's social circle or personal choices. Regular meditation can help you focus on the present and reduce the frequency and intensity of overthinking episodes. Journaling is another powerful tool for managing overthinking. By writing down your thoughts, you externalize them, making it easier to see them objectively and discern if they are realistic concerns or mere products of fear. Aim to write in your journal daily, either in the morning to set a positive tone for the day, or in the evening to reflect on the day's events. Parallel to a worry journal, maintaining a gratitude journal can shift your focus from negative to positive aspects of your relationship. Regularly note down what you cherish about your partner and the relationship, reinforcing the positives and gradually diminishing the space for negative thoughts. Lastly, don't underestimate the power of physical exercise in combating overthinking. Engaging in regular aerobic activities helps burn off the stress hormones that fuel overthinking while boosting the production of endorphins, known as the feel-good hormones. Strive to incorporate exercise into your daily routine, preferably in the morning or early evening, to maximize its stress-relieving benefits. By adopting these practices, you not only alleviate the strain of overthinking, but also foster a healthier, more joyful relationship dynamic. As you embark on these strategies, remember the goal is gradual improvement, not instant perfection. Part 4. Navigating overthinking in long-distance relationships. Long-distance relationships present unique challenges that can exacerbate overthinking. The physical separation can lead to increased insecurity and worry, as the geographical distance often translates into emotional distance if not managed carefully. The absence of regular physical interactions can prompt many to question the authenticity of their partner's feelings or the viability of the relationship's future. It's common to feel less secure and more anxious due to the decreased time spent together, leading to fears about drifting apart. It's crucial to apply general strategies to combat overthinking, but long-distance relationships require tailored approaches. First and foremost, focus on enhancing communication. Establishing a predictable schedule for calls and texts removes uncertainty and builds trust. Knowing when you'll next hear from your partner can significantly ease anxiety. Leverage technology to share experiences beyond traditional phone calls. Watch movies simultaneously, engage in online games, or even cook the same meal over a video call. These activities create shared moments that can make the relationship feel closer and more real. Prioritize physical visits to maintain the tactile aspect of your relationship. Aim to meet in person at least every few weeks or at least bi-monthly. Prolonged periods without seeing each other can strain the connection. Setting realistic expectations is another vital step. Agree on feasible commitments to avoid misunderstandings and disappointment. This conversation should also cover the future of the relationship. Discuss plans to eventually eliminate the distance, outlining concrete steps and timelines. While overthinking is a risk, focusing on personal growth and activities can divert your mind and reduce anxiety. Engage in hobbies, spend time with friends and family, and enrich your own life. This not only lessens overthinking, but also enhances your overall happiness, which positively affects the relationship. Transparency and openness with your partner about your feelings, fears, and insecurities allow for mutual support and understanding. Being honest about your emotions helps your partner to comprehend your perspective and provide reassurance when needed, preventing minor issues from turning into significant conflicts. By employing these specific strategies, those in long-distance relationships can manage overthinking effectively, fostering a healthier, more secure partnership despite the miles apart. Final summary. Overthinking serves as a significant barrier to nurturing a strong and healthy relationship. Rather than bringing you closer, it creates distance and discord, paving the way for potential conflicts and perhaps even leading to a relationship's demise. However, it's crucial to remember that the situation is far from hopeless. There are numerous strategies available to help you combat this destructive habit. It might take some time to find the right approach that works for you. Experimenting with different techniques is a part of the process. What is essential is your commitment to persistence and willingness to try various methods until you find those that effectively help you control your thoughts and emotions. Embrace the journey of self-improvement and relationship enhancement with optimism. With the right tools and a proactive attitude, you can overcome overthinking and cultivate a more fulfilling, loving partnership. You're equipped and capable. Now go forth and transform your relationship. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.